Well, the King's birthday is being celebrated in most parts of the country today, with almost 950 Australians recognised in this year's honours list. Five have been awarded the highest recognition, that is, to be named as a Companion of the Order of Australia, AC, including a prominent philanthropist, a virologist and a mathematician. Among them is Will Hodgman, former Premier of Tasmania and former High Commissioner to Singapore, who now chairs both the Trade and Investment Queensland and Invest Gold Coast boards, and joins me now. Will Hodgman, congratulations and welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Sally. Great to be on the program.
You're in some pretty good company this year in terms of being named as a Companion of the Order of Australia. What's it like for you and your family today?
A very deep mix of emotions. There's immense pride and gratitude. Of course, it's a great honour from the greatest country on earth, but it's immensely humbling. I've always truly felt that my work is simply just one form of public service, and I haven't sought recognition. I'd rather success be measured by impact, and I'm very mindful that whatever I've done has only been possible by having wonderful people around me, including my family, most notably. And I think this honour reflects in my mind the contribution that so many people have made supporting me, and also that there are so many extraordinary people around the country often doing incredible things without recognition like this. So it's truly humbling, and I have to say also today I'm extremely saddened at the news of the death of Richard Scollier, who truly represents a great Australian. I went through university in Tasmania with Scully, played footy with him. Amazing man. It's very sad to see news of his death. So I'm sure today many people will be reflecting on the extraordinary contribution he made.
What was Richard Scollier like as a young fella, not only at uni but football and elsewhere? He seems to have had such a lot of humility about him.
Absolutely. He himself, very humble, modest, but an extraordinary individual, a high achiever, very driven. He was a tremendous sports person, very sociable type, very well liked, loved across the community, and, of course, very smart, and went on to do truly incredible things. And I was pleased to catch up with him in later years, albeit under the most difficult of circumstances, when he won his award, because it accurately, I think, reflects what that award's all about and what a truly great Australian is. I know there'll be a lot of debate today about whether or not people like me and others are deserving of these awards, but I doubt there would be anyone who would question Richard Scollier getting his.
Yeah, I spoke to Richard Scollier a couple of years ago on our summer reading segment, Will, and we were talking about books and stories, and he was talking about how his story was changing since he was diagnosed with cancer. Sometimes he would get an update and the news was good and he would relay that to his family. Sometimes that would be completely turned on its head and the outlook was very different. What did you make of his courage in the way that he dealt with it? Because it wasn't a linear thing. There were so many ups and downs. There was hope and then there wasn't and then there was again.
Oh, incredible he was, and unwavering in his optimism and positivity against the most traumatic of circumstances, to see his lovely family clearly suffering, but Scully just holding firm, resolute, and conveying to the rest of us that there is always hope is a truly remarkable legacy, which, you know, like these awards today, I hope inspire others to contribute in their own way across their community, as always happens. But with this motivation, it will certainly inspire me to do more.
100%. Will, it's been lovely to talk to you this morning. Best wishes for you and your family today, and thank you so much for some of those memories of Professor Richard Scollier. I really appreciate you sharing that.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks, Sally.
That's Will Hodgman there, a chair of Trade and Investment Queensland, as well as Invest Gold Coast, a former Premier of Tasmania, and awarded today, appointed as a Companion of the Order of Australia.